We are now on agenda item number 12. It is PR 2019-002874. It is application SD 2024-00024, preliminary and final plat. It's WH Pacific Inc. Agent for Eagle Vista LLC, Lance Sigmund, manager, requesting the preliminary and final plat for all or portion of Tract C Cottonwood Point subdivision, zoned MXM, located at 9651 Eagle Ranch Road Northwest between Irving Boulevard and Westside Drive, containing approximately 6.771 acres. The property owner is Eagle Vista LLC, in care of Brad Allen. And the request is to subdivide Tract C, Cottonwood Point, into lots CA and C2 as a minor plat action, and to grant three easements by the plat, one private drainage easement and two public utility easements for PNM. Who is here to speak for WH Pacific Inc.? I see Mr. Allen is in the room.
Mr. Hearing Officer, Rick Beltramo, I believe, is the agent. He's joining right now. I'll make him a co-host here.
Okay.
Looks like he just joined. He's joining. There he is. All right, Mr. Beltramo is the co-host.
Mr. Beltramo, welcome to today's hearing. If possible, and you could unmute and open your video.
Can you hear me?
I can. I can barely see just from your nose up, though.
Let me adjust.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, thank good. You haven't aged in all the time we haven't seen each other.
Well, thank you.
Not true. Nice to see you, Mr. Beltramo.
How are you doing?
Yeah, this is a time now where I'm going to ask you to identify yourself, your address, and then I'll ask you a question to swear you in.
Absolutely. I'm Rick Beltramo with WH Pacific, 6501 America's Parkway, Suite 400.
Mr. Beltramo, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a very brief description of today's application.
Absolutely. I'm here representing Eagle Vista LLC. They are requesting a plat to subdivide Tract C of approximately 6.77 acres located between Eagle Ranch Road and Irving Boulevard. There's a previous development on the site, an office building that is in the middle of the site. They have an approved site development plan that was approved in 2017 for a retail center that is located adjacent to Eagle Ranch Road. The purpose of the plat is to separate the MVD office building from the proposed development so they can go up the retail site, so that they can go forward with development of the retail site. The subdivision Tract C-1 will contain the existing MVD office building, and Tract C-2 will be the retail site. They're also, Tract C-1 is fairly large, and it is planned that in the future that will be subdivided into another parcel for a development that will be located along Irving Boulevard. So the purpose of the plat is that subdivision to support those two uses. And that platting action causes us to have to grant easements in support of that, that otherwise would not be necessary.
Okay. Well, thank you for that description. I'm going to ask now if there are members of the public who are here to speak on this item. Seeing none, we'll move to the development facilitation team members, starting with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection. However, I'm going to ask that you add a note to the plat that has been added in my memo. For information, please, for future development, please provide a utility plan for future development, request an availability statement. That's it. Thank you.
And Mr. Gutierrez, if it's possible and you could add that note in the chat, that would be helpful for our decision. Okay, moving now to code enforcement, that would be Mr. Palmer.
Yes, Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan. Parks and Rec, Whitney Phelan. Okay. Moving to hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of August 22nd, 2017. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Mr. Armijo with transportation.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Both Irving and Eagle Ranch are arterials and require 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. You have proposed to build 6-foot sidewalk along both roadways, but the landscape buffer shown does not meet the required width. Please provide a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer or request a waiver to allow a smaller buffer. For future development, an approved traffic circulation layout will be required prior to site plan.
Let me turn to you, Mr. Beltramo. Is that you understand the requirement from transportation on either the landscape buffer or a waiver?
I do. I believe that, if you look at the approved site development plan, it does not have the 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer shown. However, I'm not sure how you apply that. The proposed 6 foot sidewalk is in the site development plan for both Irving Boulevard and Eagle Ranch Road. It's financially guaranteed, and it is consistent with the approved site development plan. And in the case of Eagle Ranch Road, the 6 foot sidewalk is adjacent to the back of curb. I don't know if the buffer between the back of sidewalk to the parking lot qualifies. And I suspect that the 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer is a new requirement since this site plan was approved. And so my question to staff would be, does this actually affect the plat? Is this a site development plan issue that we need to amend the site plan? Or is this something can be accomplished with the plat?
Let me ask Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Typically, I mean, we have to ask these whenever plats come through because that's how we develop right of way if needed. You say there's an existing site development plan, which helps your case on this one. And if there is existing right of way behind the sidewalk that could also act as landscaping, we could also work with you on that. Let's see.
Would it be possible to grant an easement for that? And not call it right away for that buffer, that landscape buffer? I ask that because if we call that right away, then our setback requirement to the parking along the interior curb would not be in compliance. So,
I understand. It is a large ask there. So, I mean, there are ways to work with this. Let's go ahead and, Ms. Wolfley had raised her hand. She might be able to.
Yeah, let me ask Ms. Wolfley if you have some input here, please.
Good afternoon. This is Jolene Wolfley with planning. Mr. Beltramo, when was the site development plan approved? And maybe the planner who worked on this case knows some answers to this as well.
2017. It was approved in 2017.
Okay. But it doesn't show this lot configuration, or it does show this lot configuration?
It does not show a lot configuration. If we were to include a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer within the public right of way.
No, I'm talking about the lots that you're trying to create now.
It does. Yes. Yeah. So our plat is consistent with that site development plan. And that's why I asked the question if that's a site development plan issue and not a plat issue, if we can solve it that way. And that's the copy of the site plan right there.
Okay. And then who reviewed this? Jay, was this you?
This is Jeremy. This was actually Robert.
Yeah, this is mine.
Okay. So, Robert, this is consistent with their site development plan?
It is consistent with the site development plan, but generally what happens with the site development plan is you're obviously subject to that plan. Any changes may require amendments, but where it's silent, it's subject to the current standards of the IDO and the DPM. So that's where that would come into play, is if it doesn't mention that particular area and it's a requirement now, I have to figure if a waiver would be an option or what other avenues that we would have.
And this is Jolene Wolfley one more time. Mr. Beltramo, what effect would this have on your project if you had the landscaping buffer between the curb and the sidewalk? Because normally, for those determinations relate to existing sidewalks, and I don't think there's a sidewalk here now.
No, there's not. And I think if we were to try to comply, we would have to... grant right away to make that. I don't think there's enough right away there now. I think the right away that's there now is 10 feet wide. So 6 foot plus 6 foot is 12. So we would have to slide a dedicated additional right away, and then that would impact the layout of the parking lot, which we'd have to modify the parking lot by 2 feet, theoretically.
And then your actual site development plan extends south here, correct?
It runs the entire length of the property from the south all the way to the north of that entrance adjacent to Eagle Ranch Road. And the entrance to that site is already constructed to serve the existing office building that's on the site.
And what does the sidewalk look like to the north across here? Across, I guess that's west side.
There is no sidewalk to the north. That's adjacent to an apartment complex. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's tricky because our normal practice would be to require, as Mr. Webb was saying, that the current standards and the IDO be met.
Right.
Because you're doing a new action on the property. I know this looks sort of tight, but Mr. Armijo, do you have any other comments?
No, those were my only comments. I mean, like I said, you can request a waiver on this. You know, just provide justification as you've verbally been attempting to, but we do need a written justification letter.
Okay. Let me I see Mr. Biazar's hand is up. Mr. Biazar, yes?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So since we do have an approved site plan with the replat, we also have to do an amendment to the previously approved site plan. So there's an amendment required because we're actually creating a lot line on the plans. And then I was just going to ask if there is any sidewalks built along Eagle Ranch right now that we could look at and see how those were built.
Yeah, the adjacent property to the south is undeveloped. That adjacent property to the south is undeveloped. And I'm not sure to the north. I'm trying to look at that site plan right there to see what it...
I'm looking at the aerial, and it does look like there is sidewalk to the north. And it looks like the landscape buffer is very, very small between the curb and the sidewalk, but it does look like landscape behind the sidewalk.
So this is Shahab Biazar again. So I was getting on the aerial. There is to the south, as you get close to the Irving, if I'm looking at the right area, there's sidewalks that is already built, and there's a little bit of buffer between the sidewalk and the curb, and then there's additional landscaping beyond that.
And this is Jolene Wolfley again. I think what might be best to do here, Mr. Hearing Officer, is to allow the applicant to propose, to try to ask for I guess this would be a determination because it's not to totally eliminate putting in a sidewalk and it's not in a center. And so I think it would be a request for a determination and you would need to justify why what you're proposing works. There are a lot of apartments, you know, to the north there. I mean, ideally we would want the landscaping buffer between the curb and the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now we don't have a presentation by the applicant about why they can't meet current requirements. So I think we probably need to get that before we have you render a decision.
Let me Mr. Rudbeck, your hand is up.
Yes, just Jay Rudbeck. This is a response to an administrative amendment for showing the lot line. We used to require them. The zoning enforcement officer determined within the last year or so that we don't require administrative amendments for those depicting those lot line subdivisions. I know that on another development that I don't know if you're aware of that, Shahab, but James made that determination on another case, another subdivision.
All right. Okay. Thank you. But if we do, this is Shahab Yazar again. So if we do change anything on the layout, do we need an amendment?
Oh, yeah. Anything that in changing with the layout of the site development itself, of course, yes. That's an administrative amendment. Just the,
of course.
If the only thing changing is depicting the lot line, that doesn't require administrative.
And the site development plan is not before us today.
No.
Is that right?
It's not. So this is why I propose, I'm suggesting, and I just got this comment, so I'm kind of reacting to it on the fly. If we could grant a public access easement and we slide that sidewalk over, because I agree, I think that sidewalk should personally not be up against the curb. I would like to be able to try and comply, then I could slide that over and I think we could come in with an amendment with our site plan to get things to work without having to move the buildings and be a significant impact to the site. There is also a grading issue there. We have a retaining wall that's going to be required to make the grade, so we'd have to modify that design. But I think if we could be allowed to have a pedestrian access easement, we could move the sidewalk and modify the plan, and we could all do that with a site development plan. And require that easement along with the, when we come back in with our building permit, we would come in with an amendment to our site plan. I think we could make all this work. I obviously have to meet with the owner and show them how that would work, but I think that could work for us.
Okay. It sounds like there are a number of moving parts that are required to address and justify the landscape buffer, including if you find that you need to ask for a waiver. Mr. Beltramo, you've also suggested some changes that would involve easements. I'd request that you spend the next couple weeks working with staff and seeing what can be determined here to address the landscape, the sidewalk buffer, and so on. And with that in mind, the DHO is going to defer this matter to the February 28th DHO hearing. And that will conclude today's matter. Again, good to see you, Mr. Beltramo.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thank you.